Did you know the Manatee River is 36 miles long and drains an area of land that spans over 350 square miles? As the Manatee River flows from its source in northeast Manatee County to the Gulf of Mexico, it supports abundant wildlife, including the river's namesake, the Florida manatee. Manatees play a vital role in the river's health by grazing on sea and river grasses. Grasses are the foundation of many aquatic ecosystems. They provide food and shelter for many animals, and their roots anchor the sediment, helping to prevent erosion. Even the oxygen they produce below the water contributes to the air we breathe above. Grazing by manatees encourages new growth in the plant's root systems, creating stronger, more resilient plants. Adult manatees can eat 100 pounds of vegetation every day. That's a lot of grazing. Although Florida manatee populations are recovering, they still need our help. The three most significant threats manatees face today are red tide, cold stress, and human interactions, such as watercraft injury and entanglements. Positioned along the Manatee River, the Parker Manatee Rehabilitation Habitat, located at the Bishop Museum of Science and Nature, is dedicated to helping sick, injured, and orphaned manatees. As a second-stage rehabilitation center, the Bishop provides care for manatees that have received treatment at a hospital but aren't yet ready for release. By caring for these animals, we open spaces at the hospitals for critically injured and ill manatees. Since 1998, the Bishop has participated in the rehabilitation of over 40 manatees. To learn more about the Bishop Museum of Science and Nature, visit www.bishopscience.org.
To learn more about water quality, dial 3. To learn more about seagrass beds, dial 5.